Has this week's Boston Marathon inspired you to start working out more or join a gym? Well, in many of Boston's low-income neighborhoods where obesity and diabetes are huge problems, trying to get fit isn't just a matter of inspiration. There just aren't enough safe, affordable places for people to work out. WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer reports from one Dorchester fitness center that's trying to change that.
About 10 women are at this hip-hop class at Healthworks in Codman Square. It's led by an instructor named KJ with long dreadlocks and great moves. But none of these women have lean, sculpted bodies. Most of them are where 36-year-old Tamika was less than a year ago.
Where I was is that I was obese. I was 252 pounds. No health problems. Thank God for that. No sugar, no diabetes, no high cholesterol. But that was not healthy because eventually those problems would have came on. Now I am a total of 170 even.
So you've taken 80 pounds off.
Yes, and this is just from no gastro, no lap band, no diets. I come every day, Monday through Friday. I am up to running 3 miles a day.
That's even though she had never run before. Tamika says exercising at all in this neighborhood wasn't easy before this nonprofit gym opened. The few fitness centers around were too expensive or too crowded, she says. And she likes that HealthWorks is for women only, since wearing spandex and sweatpants at a co-ed gym can be humiliating when you're 100 pounds overweight.
I didn't feel ashamed or embarrassed of being big coming up in the gym because we all understand each other versus what men and women, it's discouraging.
Mary Shaw agrees. She's 51, lives in Mattapan, and comes here 6 days a week. She says fear of crime and traffic keep her from exercising outdoors.
So many people here are obese, and they want to walk, and it's really unsafe. I don't care what nobody else say, it is unsafe.
Shaw also goes here because she can afford it. She lost her job cleaning trains for Amtrak about a year ago, but this gym costs her just $10 a month. Membership fees are based on income. The most anyone pays is $30, and nearby doctors can write what they call prescriptions to the gym for patients who would benefit from exercise. That prescription is good for a free 3-month membership. Mary Shaw says this affordability lets her do what many other people take for granted.
We do need more gym here in Mattapan, Roxbury, Hyde Park, Rosendale. Everybody want to get out and work out to better their health, but it's nowhere to go.
In middle-income communities, there's somehow an expectation that you're going to have access to gyms. But when you're in a low-income community, that stuff doesn't exist.
Bill Walczak is CEO of the Codman Square Health Center. The center partnered with HealthWorks to build this gym. It's paid for by a charitable foundation funded by the 5 for-profit HealthWorks fitness centers in the Boston area. Those memberships cost about 3 times as much. But the Codman Square location has the same type of equipment and classes, from yoga to Pilates to something called the Bodylicious Boot Camp. Walczak points out that there's also a children's fitness area.
We're just tip of the iceberg right here in terms of the actual need of this community to have access to indoor gyms where they can exercise.
And not only exercise. Later this year, a teaching kitchen will open at the Codman HealthWorks to show women how to make healthy foods. That's because the gym's goal is to improve people's health, not just get them ready for bikini season. Of course, Tamika, the woman who dropped 80 pounds by working out here, needs much more than a new swimsuit now. She needs a whole new wardrobe.
I can't wait to get this next 20 pounds off of me, baby, get cut up, get them abs coming through, then I'm going to shop until I can't drop.
For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.